Welcome back to the Finsiders on a tough Dolphins Monday. Miami goes down in their season finale to the New York Jets by a final score of 20-7. And obviously our attention turns quickly to the big picture and the offseason and discuss all of that. Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen joins us in studio. You can follow Andy, and you should follow Andy on Twitter, at @acohenfins. Your column this morning, Andy, was titled "A Terrible Way for Season to End." That about says it all, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. I went into this game thinking that the outcome would be different. But when you evaluate what happened against the Jets, the Dolphins clearly weren't ready to win that football game. They just did not make the plays they need to make. Maybe an early indication was the 18-yard punt by Fields. I mean, he never has an 18-yard punt. And I'm saying to myself, is it going to be that kind of day? And really, it did turn out to be that kind of day, Tannehill running 20 yards when he needed 21, to Rishard Matthews dropping a key third down pass, to the bomb to Wallace that just went 2 or 3 inches too long. It was the story of the day, and the Dolphins could do little right, and it was a very, very frustrating way to end the season.
Yeah, it was. It's a good word for it. Against Buffalo 2 weeks ago, you know, the Bills were more physical than the Dolphins. They pushed the Dolphins around. They moved them off their spot. They were able to run the ball. They were able to shut down the run. They sacked Ryan Tannehill 7 times. Yesterday was different against the Jets. Tannehill wasn't sacked. Pass protection was actually pretty good. They got some production out of the running game. You know, they gave up some runs to the Jets, but it wasn't a dominant rushing performance by the opponent. So what was it yesterday? I can't put my finger on it.
You know, I think the Dolphins let the Jets hang around. When it was 7-0, you had that big play where Tannehill just missed Wallace deep. And I kind of think if they connect on that play and they go up 14-0, everything changes in that game. The Jets play the game differently. The Dolphins play the game differently. I think the Dolphins needed one or two more good things to happen to them when they were up 7-0. And it didn't occur, and instead the Jets drove down the field, tied the game, and then took the lead before the half 14-7. And the Dolphins just didn't have the spark. They just didn't have the player that stepped up and said, I'm going to be the difference today. I still believe that Ryan Tannehill's season, when you look at the big picture, there were far more positives than negatives, and there's reason to feel confident moving forward. But that can't hide the fact that he just didn't step up in these last two games. He had opportunities. Certainly against the Jets, he had opportunities. And he just needs to be a better player next year where he can make a difference in games like that. But you look at the entire body of work against the Jets, and it was a very, very disappointing, frustrating way to end the season, and I'm sure there's a lot of soul-searching going on right now.
Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen is with us all season long, every weekday morning. You could read what he thought and felt about this Dolphins team. You can still get him every day on Twitter, @acohenfins. Top of your concern list now that we're into off-season mode?
Wow. It's got to be the offensive line. I'd like to see them get an impactful running back. I'd like to see them get 3 or 4 more offensive line starters. When you look at the defense, you have to wonder what happened against the run. This is one of the more troubling aspects of the year. You kind of expected the offensive line to have problems after the controversy early in the year and having to sub out 2 starters, but I really didn't see the defense against the run coming. I thought that Ellerbe and Wheeler would provide a significant enough upgrade to this defense where they wouldn't be challenged against the run, but it was a consistent problem all year long. And when you can't stop the run, it makes life miserable for everybody else on the team because it keeps the offense off the field, the Dolphin offense off the field. It keeps the defense on the field longer. It puts pressure on the secondary. So the Dolphins really need to do a careful self-evaluation of their rushing defense, figure out specifically where the problems were, and do some proactive things during the offseason to correct those problems.
Feels almost jarring to be having this conversation today, doesn't it?
It really is, because I thought we were going to be talking about playing at Cincinnati and what the Dolphins need to do to advance in the playoffs. And really, when you look at it, the Ravens lost both games. All the Dolphins had to do was win one of the final two games, and they're in the playoffs, and they couldn't seal the deal. And there is a very gloomy aura over this organization right now, and everybody understands that there are far too many questions and far too few answers, and that's what this offseason has to be about.
Talking to Andy Cohen, when a season like this concludes, I think a lot of fans' sort of default reaction is they want major changes, because at least let's try a fresh start. Obviously, not always the answer.
No, it's not always the answer. But when you're 7-9 and then 8-8, clearly there are problems. Clearly there are issues. Clearly that the status quo will not suffice. So I expect there to be some changes. Maybe not all the changes the fans are clamoring for right now, but there's a lot going through Stephen Ross's mind right now. He was clearly very disappointed in the outcome of the last two games, and it's going to be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks how things unfold within the Dolphin organization and what initial changes are made.
Andy, always appreciate the insight. Hope to catch up a few times during the offseason, and everybody make sure you follow Andy Cohen on Twitter @ACohenFins.
Happy New Year, Jesse.
You too, Andy.